Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What day is it today? It's hump day. It's not actually hump day for those of you who think, oh, did I miss a couple days? Is it Wednesday? July the 17th happens to be Melissa's birthday. And this is a special birthday. I don't know. I think they're all special. But this is her 50th birthday. And I can tell you this. Having known her for over 20 years, she looks identically the same. It's like she's made a deal with the devil. She doesn't age. She's actually getting prettier, and that's hard to believe that she can get any prettier, but she is definitely getting prettier. And I can tell you without question that she's made me a better person, a better man. And that's what every guy wants to be able to say about his girl. And I can honestly say that, so... Happy birthday to one of the sweetest, most lovely people I know, the person that I care about the most in the world, bar none. And I hope that today is a special day for her. I know that it's going to be because I'm only cutting one segment today and the rest of the show will be best of because we are going to the beach. Melissa's a beach baby. She should have been born underwater, probably to a whale because she happens to love killer whales, dolphins. She loves animals of the ocean. And she loves the water. And she loves big water, ocean water. I'm more of a lake guy myself. So in many respects, we're kind of oil and water in that regard. I don't know if oil and water is the right terminology, but I like the mountains and lakes and streams and things like that. I like, you know, smaller bodies of water where I can fish, potentially swim. I'm not a big swimmer. But boating, things like that. She likes big water. But yeah, so we met years and years ago, believe it or not, as I was, it's not a rebound because I was divorced, as some of you know, had my first three sons by a different person. And then Melissa and I have Collier together. And we dated a few years, got married much later. I made her wait. I mean, obviously, right? Because look at this. Look at me. No, not particularly. I was a slightly disturbed young man. Not in a Jeffrey Dahmer type disturbed. Because my friends are like, oh, Kevin, you're a nice guy. Yeah, I am. I'm a nice guy. But I had all kinds of demons, if you will, when you lose your mother and your dad's in prison. And even though, you know, most of those demons were exorcised, when I was younger, they still carry over and haunt you in ways that you probably don't even suspect. And Melissa's got her own demons. She came up in a very difficult childhood. Luckily had a very stable father who really loved and supported her. And it was a very good relationship. I tell people all the time, you want to make sure that if you, especially my sons, if you want to make sure that you're going to be in a good relationship. At the very least, the woman that you're pursuing must have a good relationship with her daddy. If she doesn't, well, you probably met her in a strip club. Oh, mother of Hunter Biden. Why did I go and say that? But anyway, yeah, so we met and had so much in common. We had a singer who his name is Javier Colon that we both liked. And he ended up winning the first season of The Voice. And we are going to see him in California where Javier is going to be singing James Taylor songs. What? Yeah, I feel like I'm in heaven. Guy with one of the best voices ever is going to be doing songs from one of the best songwriters. But while we're celebrating that on my 60th year and her 50th year, our plans were to be in Costa Rica, where we spent our honeymoon. But we weren't able to make that happen for a variety of reasons. But we are doing this other thing. So long story short, I met Melissa. She lived in California. I lived in St. Louis. and I tricked her, kind of like, I don't know, Bill Cosby. I roofied her or gave her some Quaalude or something, got her to come to St. Louis where she decided she would eventually move and start her life with me. She hated St. Louis, and I promised her that I would have her out of there by 2002, I believe was the date. And that's probably not right. No, it isn't. It's not right. 2010. That was it. I said 2010. I knew that my math was wrong. And, you know, 2017, we moved. Or 2018, one of them. It was one of those years. But I was a little bit late in getting her out of there. And I get why she did not want to be in St. Louis, because it is a dangerous city. And we did not want to raise our only little child there, Mr. Collier. But we decided to stick it out a little longer there and finally end up moving to Arizona. So, you know, she's the type of person that looks at days. I don't know why I'm giving you guys all this insight. Not like you asked for it, but she looks at days as, you know, birthdays, special days. They're very important to her because as a child, those days were kind of withheld from her by her mother. And she sees them as very special. When you got to hold one, it was very important. So today is an ultra important day for her. And if you're going to do anything for the Kevin Jackson Network today, I hope that you do it in the name of the person that holds the Kevin Jackson Network together, which is Melissa Jackson, because she is the rock behind all of this. And I'm going to tell you, parts of this, I think to myself at times, anytime you're building a business or something new, you think, boy, it'd be so much easier if I didn't have responsibility. And that's a fact. But the other fact is we just flatly could not do it without her. This lady is talented in HR. She's talented in accounting. She's talented in legal issues, handles legal issues for our family. And in fact, I can tell you, she kept one of my, what we call play brothers, out of prison. Not out of jail, out of prison. And I watched her work with the legal team on this. And I'll tell you what the attorney said. He said, I don't know that I've ever worked with anybody smarter. And particularly given that she doesn't have a law license, he goes, she was correcting us. It was utterly ridiculous. Anyway, just want to give a quick shout out to a woman who is absolutely spectacular on this amazing day where we are at the beach in about, what, an hour? So thanks, everybody.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How would you like to never know if your life is what you think it is? If your friends are who they think they are? If your relationships are genuine? I mean, this is the question we've asked ourselves when, you know, like if I was super rich, can you trust that a person is not after your money? And especially if you kind of got it going on, if you're not, you know, you don't have to be, the most handsome. You don't have to be Brad Pitt. But, you know, your average Joe who's done well, this is a quandary many, many people of means ask all the time. Men and women, they want to know, are you genuinely interested in me? Women have the same problem. When they have money, they have the same issue. But now there's another divide as we talk about. And I brought it up because, as I mentioned, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine who will have to make the decision. Do I want to go work on a Senate staff in D.C.? And as she was asking me, I said, I wouldn't do it. I said, I hate D.C. I can't stand it. I can't stand the people. Can't stand the politics because D.C. is supposed to be the nation's capital where everybody is supposedly looking for the greater good. And you know what they are? They're a bunch of snakes and scam artists. They are just looking to take advantage of you. Don't you be a country bumpkin in D.C. You will get squashed. You'll get cooked. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Would you want to live in D.C.? Nothing's real. I told my friend, I said, the person who befriends you in whatever circumstances you meet in a grocery store and you think, oh, we both play bridge. No, you don't. They found out on your social media that you like bridge, struck up a conversation, they're going to get you in the bridge club, and all it is to do is to milk you for information about your senator. That's it. Or to get dirt on you, so that when they have enough dirt on you, they can say to you, well, listen, if you want to keep that job with your senator, you don't want this information to get out, etc. No, nothing is real. Nothing is genuine. How would you like to live like that? Your entire life is a spy novel. You have to be skeptical of everybody you meet, no matter what the circumstances. You're going on vacation, you think it's unbelievable that I would meet somebody that lives only three blocks away from me. Wow, we've never met, but here we are meeting 2,000 miles away in Barbados. Ha! Isn't that very cool? No, it's a spy. It's somebody looking for information. There's a bill that's being legislated, and they need to know what your senator is going to do, and they need you orchestrating from the inside, so they are trying to compromise you. That's what you're looking at. And people, oh, Kevin, come on, man, you're being somewhat No, I'm not. Anyway, let me get back to this thing I was talking about, this disjoint. Because as I said, there was a time when if you were a guy, one of my guy friends, and you brought your Russian model, you know, so we would be like, dude, everybody, would, man, whoo, look at you, boy. You go, boy, right? There's a joke that says, oh, if you were trapped on a desert island and you had a supermodel girlfriend and I don't know how it's the whole joke, but the guy essentially said, he runs off. He says, will you play a role for me as my supermodel girlfriend? So he tells his girlfriend, she says, yeah. He comes around the corner, you know, goes around a mogul of sand. He comes around the corner. He says, hey, you're not going to believe it, but my girlfriend is a supermodel. And this is what he says to the supermodel, because the guy just has to tell somebody. And that's just, you know, that's the way we're programmed, is we see, oh, man, look at Kev. But here's what's funny about it. When you see somebody that's got the too hot girlfriend, and you go, whoa. And, of course, the joke of it for guys is, well, you know, sometimes they just ain't interested in looks. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. This brings up so many funny stories. So, you know, we rationalize, what in the world is she doing with that dude? Right? And if it's the other way around, it's an ordinary girl with a super hot dude, then what do we say? She got money. Yep, she got money. And you can almost tell. Look, we've all got our stories of somebody you knew that you went, uh-uh, she's way too hot for him. And he doesn't even have the personality. Forget the looks. He don't even have the personality for this woman. Or, no, he is way too handsome for her. And the reason, I tell people all the time, that's the biggest issue for people. And I even looked to see, is there a word for it? Oxy something. I looked it up. I couldn't find it. So if you're dating a hot Russian model today, man, you are suspect. No longer do guys give you bragging rights, but they wonder, do you work in big tech and is Svetlana stealing your secrets? That's what they look at. I want you to think about going back to the other side of this. If Brad Pitt were dating Whoopi Goldberg, what would you think? You'd be like, Brad must be, when did Brad lose all his money, right? Because you see it doesn't fit. Forget the color. No, nobody would even give a crap about the color. She she's black, he's white, or she's Jewish, black Jewish, and he's white. No, they wouldn't care. They'd look at the differential and go, something wrong with this picture. It's funny. That's a bigger, I believe that is a bigger divide than race, except maybe back when Democrats ruled the world and it was all about, you know, black and white, you know, back in the day. But now the Democrats no longer can use color as their issue, at least not publicly. The one age-old, time-tested thing of measure is never going to change. That is, if you have a very, very handsome or beautiful person dating somebody who is, shall we say, challenged. Oh, my goodness. So all this for me to bring up a story about a Russian spy with the Ukrainians. A too-hot girlfriend of a Russian spy helped wary Ukrainian volunteers sniff out a Moscow intelligence scheme. The incongruous couple, that's what they call it, raised red flags, according to journalist Christo Groschev, a Bulgarian journalist with investigative outlet Bellingcat. It took me about 5 minutes to discover that the pilot's lover, way too hot for him, FSB, was an FSB asset, Groschev wrote on Twitter. The Ukrainians figured that out too, he added. Grozev said he'd been following a team of Ukrainian maverick ex-operatives running an unofficial operation trying to get Russian pilots to defect. Some Russians apparently responded, sending the Ukrainians videos of their cockpits to prove their veracity. But after some back and forth, Grozev said the pilots' tone changed quickly, suggesting the pilots were no longer talking on their behalf, but were coached by an FSB military counterintelligence officers. So they figured it out because these guys were dating too hot of chicks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Extreme heat is baking the southwest USA today. Mark Mayfield has the latest.
Forecasters in Phoenix say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees at Sky Harbor International Airport. In California, Death Valley topped out at over 120 degrees. The heat is expected to continue this week as a high-pressure dome from Texas moves westward.
The unidentified suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement yesterday saying the monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location in the area and exchanged gunfire with him twice before he was, quote, neutralized, end quote. The suspect had been accused of killing three men and a woman Saturday in Hampton. That's about 30 miles south of Atlanta. In Sunday's update, police mentioned that multiple police officers were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about this. Just in sort of life, death, putting things in perspective, often reflect on the loss of the various people that made such a huge difference in my life. My grandmother, who raised me, my mother, who died right before I turned five, and my grandfather and my great-grandfather, just these impactful folks. And it got me to thinking that I've led a fun life, but I really wouldn't tell you that it was extraordinary. And of course, it depends on how you measure, because I've done some really cool things in my life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So when I think about how do you compare, it reminds me of a story of my oldest son who was trying to get into some program in Harvard, and he was upset that they chose a girl who were the candidates: a girl who had survived stage 4 cancer, a girl who had escaped the Congo and was a sex slave, and another girl was a blind, you know, I forget, it was like these tragic stories. And my son says to me at the time, well, you know, it's tough being a biracial kid in America. And I just looked at him like, surely you're joking, right? I know I've raised you better than this. Now, it took him a year or so. We talked about it again. And he came back and said, yeah, I had lost my mind. That's okay. He'd done it before and had done it many times prior and since. You know what I mean. So long story short, you know, it depends on perspective. So I can tell you this. I don't have a story where I flipped over. So I wasn't a sex slave who escaped to tell my story. And I wasn't an abused child who overcame unthinkable traumas like the charity that we used to run for a decade that helped these kids out of foster care who just had the most horrific stories. Holy cow. I wonder, you know, what I would be if I had any one of those stories that had happened in my life. I don't have some redemption story like being a brain dead moron, a.k.a. a Democrat, and then decided to leave that despicable group. Sheriff Clark was one of those people that left the Democratic Party and became somewhat of a conservative star for a bit. Candace Owens left and got red-pilled. I'm not that guy. At 8 years old, I knew I wasn't a Democrat because I could look at them and go, those people are clowns. I mentioned earlier my mother died when I was about to turn 5. My father was in prison most of my life. He was at that time. But that's really about it. After that, things get pretty normal for me in many respects. Raised by my grandparents, they were a couple for my entire life until they died. They died married. And I will hasten to add that, and I say this in my book, on the day my mother died, I lost my mother and my grandmother because my grandmother took us in, me and my brother. And so we never had the, quote, grandmother experience, not in any reasonable way. So what about the good stuff, Kev? Come on, man. Surely you can tell us about all the private jets and planes and things like that. No, I'm not filthy rich, and I'm not even rich. And I didn't invent some life-saving drug or some other cool invention like the super soaker and make a lot of money. I live vicariously through a lot of friends, and I think we all do to some degree. So, yeah, I get, Foster will take me fishing or bird hunting, and, I visit my friends' different properties that are spectacular and things like that. And, one of my buddies lives in a penthouse, and I go and look at his view periodically and wonder what it would be like to be mine. But to be honest with you, I don't want the bill. I'd much rather enjoy being a guest. I don't know if I deserve any rewards, or not rewards, awards. I mean, I've been doing radio for over a decade. I don't think anybody's going, hey, Kev, we're going to make you broadcast Hall of Fame. I don't do this show with the idea that I'm going to get put into the Radio Hall of Fame. Many people told me, Kevin, you remind me of Ken Hamblin, the Black Avenger, or something like that. I think that's what he was on radio. And I tweeted, we've talked to each other on Facebook. I've never spoken voice to voice. But I'm sure I do remind them of that stylistically, because Ken was way ahead of his time. And he was speaking about the same things I'm speaking about. And I don't see him in the Radio Hall of Fame. And every now and then somebody will bring him up, which is a tribute enough for me. I've done TV. I was an amazing contributor at Fox. And I don't know whether that'll ever be technically recognized, but many people still, after 2+ years of being off the channel, so to speak, they still come up to me, dude, I used to love when you were on Fox, man. Oh, Kev. I've written 3 books. They're Amazon bestsellers. Probably not going to be New York Times. And if I do write another book, which I'm contemplating that, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I don't write them for the rewards or the awards or the anything. I just write them because it's like, okay, this is on my mind. And maybe somebody will be interested in hearing what I have to say on this particular subject. I did win multiple sales contests. And I will tell you this, as God is my witness, I deserve those wins. I positively impacted the lives of others, and I've told this story before, that I went to visit one of my factories when I was up for an award and I had won it, and Tom Garland took me through the Teledyne Relays factory, and he told me, Kevin, this is the lady who makes this product, and you keep her job for her. This is the woman that makes this product. And I met these 2 Vietnamese women, and I was proud that I was the person who kept their jobs because I sold enough products to keep that line going. Now, they would have probably moved them to something else, but, the products in that factory were because of me and my sales ability. I made the connection finally. Up to that point, I just cared about winning. That was all. It was like, let me beat the high G sales guy. That was the guy that was my competitor in relays. I was never recommended for 30 under 30 or 40 under 40. I don't even know if they do 50 under 50. By that age, you're pretty much considered old news. These are awards given supposedly to the most accomplished people in those age groups. The top 50 under 50, 40 under 40, 30 under 30, 20 under 20, 10 under 10, 5 under 5. How early do they go in that award? I've never looked. Maybe I could put my sons in those things. And every time I think about those types of awards, I ask myself, have you really checked with everybody? It's like, you know, having the best hamburger, the best coffee in the world, the best burger in the world, you know, or the best ribs. Kevin, the best ribs are in Kansas City. No, they're not. St. Louis. And other people argue, no, Memphis or Texas ribs. Hey, isn't it a matter of personal taste? I'm just curious, but I do know a guy who was a 40 in the 40 under 40 one year. Yeah. Navy SEAL, went on to become the governor of Missouri. And then he went on to become the disgraced governor of Missouri. And I remember when I was at his office and he was telling me that he was in 40 under 40. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, how do you get that? He says to me, somebody submits you and then they go through a process and, you know, they tell you. And I remember thinking, you submitted you. Thinking in my brain, you got somebody to submit you. You didn't, you know. That's what I remember thinking. I know how leftists give themselves awards, meaningless awards in the scheme of things, given that they've already benefited financially, the Oscars and the Emmys and the Tonys, and it becomes really more of a popularity contest more than anything else, right? But they want to be remembered. And that's what it struck me as wanting to be remembered. For most of us, it's just within our family or our communities. But many people feel the urge to make a bigger impact, even when it's undeserved. Like the Grammys and the Emmys and the Tonys and all the other awards that leftists give themselves. And that was kind of what got me thinking about all of this. Is there some sort of a thing that drives us all to be remembered? And I think there is. And I don't think it's egotistical. I think that you want to, if you're smart, you want to make an impact on your kids. You want to be remembered through your kids, maybe your kids and your grandkids. And if you're fortunate enough, your kids, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids. Maybe you want to just be remembered, you know, I mean, as you spread that, as you radiate out, it's in your local community. They name a street after you, or they name a burger after you at your restaurant or something like that. Maybe that's what you want. But I think there is a drive for that. I think, though, it can get so big and so all-encompassing that you lose yourself in it. I'm running out of time, but I do want to come back and talk a little bit more about this. Do you really want to be remembered?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not mad at people who want to be remembered, who want to make a mark, even if they set out to make a mark. I'm not. I think it's phenomenal that there are people out there who are driven to that level. I think it's like the guy that wants to be, when I was a kid, that wanted to be a millionaire. By the way, I was one of those kids. I wanted to be a millionaire. I didn't even know why. I was poor and I wanted money. But for, you know, nothing more than just to be the kid that could get what he wanted and all that. And I think there was a part of it that was about what it brought, you know, the type of notoriety in a good way that it brought, how people treated you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Your experience is going to be very different, but I want you, the reason for this particular segment, if you will, of the broadcast is to have you ask yourself the case to be recognized, the case to be remembered, and what is it? What drives that? I think we all have it within us that we want something. And I think that, you know, somebody that says, I'm going to go to Hollywood, I'm going to be a star, I'm going to go on Broadway, I'm going to be a star. I will never, ever, you know, decry anybody that wants that. Now, the thing is what are you willing to do to get it, and what happens when you get it? Are you an egomaniac? And what do you want it for? Like when I was a kid, I told you I wanted to be a millionaire. What do you want it for? There was no purpose to it for me. And I'm going to be honest with you, there was no purpose. Was it going to make me happier? I don't think so. I got there. I certainly became a millionaire. And it wasn't any different. I was still watching my money. Then I watched it go away. Which got to tell you, whoo, that's a tough one. So, I don't know. How many times have you been with a family and they revere their grandfather or their grandmother? I mean, just treat them with the ultimate respect. Not about money. Just, you know, grandpa, and you hear them talk about him, you know, and things like that. And the family sees them as gods. They couldn't wait to go to grandma and grandpa's. And grandpa and grandma imparted all kinds of wisdom. That's how I feel about my great-grandfather, Pawpaw. Very wise guy. Didn't have a time. My great-grandfather, he had a hole in his floor. One time I remember talking to my older brother, and I was like, we were talking about Pawpaw's houses, and he was like, well, which one? And I said, the one that had the hole in the floor. And my brother goes, it was that the good house? I went, that was the good house? He goes, yeah, because the bad house had no floor. You slept in the dirt. Get out. Yeah. But anyway, revered. And my family, he's a god. We talk about him. We don't get together unless we talk about Pawpaw. I love that. These people want nothing more. My great-grandfather wouldn't take... You couldn't give him a Learjet and five houses over the appreciation of his family and friends. And it made me think about how all politics is local. Those of us who revere our elders, why do we do it? Because they deserve it. We've seen it. We've witnessed it with our own eyes. We've watched them. We see their true character. They are people of principle. And even if they've made mistakes, we still forgive them. We understand. Now, as I said earlier, I think we all crave some part of this. When we battle with our kids, we think there may be nobody to carry on our stories and our legacies of sorts. I remember when my grandmother died, the person who knew me the most, she knew more about me than I knew about myself. And I'm not joking about that, because those formative years, I don't remember. You know what I'm saying? And I wish I'd spent more time asking her about me as a youth. I certainly have ideas about who I was. I remember certain things about my youth that, you know, make me go, oh, yeah, I've been this way for a long time. I'll share with you one story. I was with my older brother, and we had gone somewhere and came back. And when I say older brother, he's actually my cousin. He's 9 years older than I was, and he was driving, and we all went somewhere. And we came back, and across the street lived these two guys. They were super tall, like 6'8 and 6'6 brothers. And Larry brings us back, and he sees them, and he goes over because they knew each other. He's like, hey, what's up, y'all? You know, he did the old handshake. And I remember these guys because they were super tall, and this was in the time of afros and platform shoes. So these 6'8 guys were like 7'1". You know, he was super tall. And he goes up, and he like, say, what's up, Larry? And then they do the thing, and then he looks at my other brother, who's a year older than I am, and me, and he like, kind of pushes my older brother that's a year older. He's like, what's up, little fella, like that, and he pushes him, and then he looks at me like he's going to do the same. He goes, whoa, like that, like, I better not touch this little one right here, because I must have been giving him a look like, don't touch me. You can touch him, but don't touch me. And Larry goes, yeah, he's different. Or something. He makes a comment like, yeah, you made the right move. Not that I could beat this guy up or anything, but he could see the difference. And I tell that story because I know what's inside of me. I know that I came by this the way I am, honestly. It isn't like I've been doing it since I was a kid. But my grandmother knew me. Yeah. And I remember she told Melissa, when she met me, she said that I was a sensitive. She said, oh, Kevin, he's a sensitive soul. I remember her telling me that. And I was like, a sensitive soul? Is she trying to tell you I wear a pink tutu, you know? And Melissa's like, your grandmother always says you're a sensitive soul. And, yeah, it took a long time before I realized she was right. Yeah, she is right. I'm the guy that, you know, can't watch Brian's song without crying or whatever. And I used to, it used to bug me because I'd leave the room, you know, in a movie because I was like, I got to be the dude, you know, I got to be all tough. But what my grandmother also knew was I had true conviction. I've told this story a few times on the radio, but one time I'd worked all summer and I saved up my money and bought a bunch of fishing gear and I hadn't used it. And I went to school, came back from school. My grandfather had my fishing gear in his truck and I was livid. My brother and I pulled around in our little car. We had a Volkswagen Beetle that we had owned since I was 10 and he was 11. And that Beetle barely got into the parking lot into the front of the house where we parked it. And I jumped out of that car and I started grabbing my gear out of my grandfather's truck. And he comes off the porch mad at me. Well, you can go take your gear. And he's fussing at me. And I said, the operative word is my gear. And I was like, yeah, I'm taking my gear. And I go, you shouldn't be using my gear. You didn't ask me for permission. And we were going back and forth like two grown men. Yep. 10 years old, arguing with my grandfather like an adult. And years later, my brother's wife said to me, your older brother had so much respect for you because he couldn't believe you dared defy the people that were raising us. And I said, it didn't. Look, I was willing to take my butt whoopings. And I got plenty. And my grandmother, man, she would get arrested for the way she used to whoop us. But let me tell you something. On principle, not only will I take a butt whooping, you can't get a tear out of me. You could whoop me. You could whip me and have put Zorro Z on my back. And I won't even flinch once I have conviction. My grandmother knew I had that type of conviction. That was another story I was thinking about. Because, you know, my kids, they would be like, oh, Dad, you tell all these stories. And I go, man, we didn't document stuff like they do today. My grandparents had 8mm film, and I could probably find it somewhere of me running track or whatever. Because I tell them, yeah, I was faster. I could really jump high. You know, I used to dunk the basketball. There's no film. And I certainly can't do it today unless I put on them hyper Nikes or whatever they got. But I was one of my friends, he came to my wedding, and he said, I was so happy that he came because I was like, you can tell the story of my double jump. And I told him, hey, Gary, you remember when I was in that karate, when I was teaching you karate? And he goes, oh, my God. And he starts telling the story. And it got me thinking about how you're so happy when all these people that know your memories, the good memories, that they can tell that stuff. And he told the story of me jumping and then while I was in air, jumping again. It's an interesting story. I'll tell it sometime. And then there's a friend of mine. We called him Slappy. I made a football catch that was impossible. And he goes, I've never seen anybody accelerate that fast. Or the Turkey Bowl game where we went to the field outside of our house because our neighborhood was having a Turkey Bowl game. And I was like 40 years old playing with these 20-somethings and just stitched them up. And they were like, who is this guy? And I was the old guy out there playing. Or the flag football game that I didn't realize was for the championship. And I had to cover the D1 receiver. And he caught nothing because I still had it. I like those fond memories. I bet you have a lot of your own.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.